It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Thank you so much for joining us. Each of you, you're treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And we've got an election going on right now. This is a very important one here in Colorado. Be sure and check out our voter's guide. That is at kimmunson.com. And we've gone through and done a thorough analysis of the three statewide ballot questions and give you all the background information so that you can make an informed decision about that. We do make a recommendation. You may come to a different decision on that, and that's fine, but make sure that you're informed. And so that is our goal, is to help you with that, as well as we have a recommended list of school board candidates that we would recommend that you vote as well. Get that information out to your friends and family. Also, we will be doing an edit on this probably on Saturday, either tomorrow or Saturday. We'll be adding in some additional school board candidates that we recommend. And we did make a mistake regarding the tax, this new marijuana tax for the children. The way we read it, we thought that they could actually double the 15% current statewide retail marijuana tax. We thought it looked like that you could double it, but that they were just referring back to the language, and so we really had to take a look at it. And it is actually a 33% increase in the state retail marijuana tax, which is still super significant, but we will be getting that corrected in the voter's guide this weekend as well. So those edits will occur. Be sure and check out the website. That's Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up the weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who are supporting us. I really do appreciate you. And this team that I get to work with, that's producers Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Lots of work going on here, producer Steve.
There is, and I'm sitting here thinking about your voter's guide. And my ballot did come probably, what is today, Thursday? Yeah, came yesterday.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm one step ahead because I have Kim's voter guide here.
Aha.
But hey, I want to say congratulations, but before I say it, I need to make sure I understand something. What do you call that process where the significant political figures sign on their support something early?
An endorsement.
Okay. Did I hear you correct yesterday when you were and Patty were on that you actually got some of the endorsements removed or people kind of backtracked?
So let me just make sure before we, I'm going to go to, this is regarding that LEAP, which is the big marijuana tax for the children. And there's big money that's coming in. A big Republican operative is actually running the campaign. And so, yes, when you initially would go to the website, which I'm not going to send you there, but when you initially would go to the website, they had an endorsement page, and they had a number of different prominent politicians, bureaucrats, and then they have a bunch of interested parties. And you there, those interested parties are still there, and there's still a few of the politicians that have their names on it. But that whole endorsement page, and there were some good people that had their names on it. And the reason is that they were sold that this is a strategic step towards school choice or vouchers. It is not. It specifically says in the 14 pages that's the actual proposition that the money cannot be used for school vouchers. And also regarding parents having choice, that was the other thing, is the parents have choice, except they can only choose from the vendors that the board that is appointed by this governor chooses. So it's not school choice, it's not vouchers, It's not a step towards this. It's a step towards cronyists getting tax money to pad their pockets. Granted, there may be some kids that might partake in after-school programs, but this is a cronyist dream. They can take 10% off the top of this LEAP for administrative expenses. The vendors can take administrative expenses. This is how these bureaucrats work this out. And the thing about it is, it's appointed board by this governor. They choose their replacements. So future governors can't even touch it. They're not accountable to the voters, to the state legislature, the Board of Education, or future governors. What could go wrong with that, Steve? So anyway, to your question, that endorsements page is gone.
Well, all right, then I will say congratulations, because it just proves or points to the fact that when you shine some light out there like you have done with this ever since it first popped out of the woodwork, you know, the right things are happening. So congrats to you.
Well, thank you. Now the real work begins, because people are getting their ballots. And we just saw that additional new money had come in, again, from a right-leaning organization. And then a left-leaning organization has put a bunch of money in, too. So they are coming together. Now they're going to put the big push on. As you said, you know, you'll see the children that are being helped by this. Well, don't be fooled. Vote no on Proposition 119.
All right. Well, time is important here. I didn't want to make you chase a rabbit.
Okay. No, I think it's important to continue to make people understand that, though. Wanted to talk about America's Veteran Stories that will be this Sunday at 3 and 10 on KLZ 560. We did an interview with Lori Chapman Longfritz, and her brother John in 2002 died alone on a mountaintop in Afghanistan, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously for that, and it is a riveting story, so be sure and check that out as well. And these shows come to you because I have great partners. One of them is Hooters Restaurants, 5 locations. That is Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And they have happy hour specials. And that's Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., dine-in only. And they have happy hour drink specials as well. So be sure and check that out. The kids can eat free with a purchase of an adult entree on Saturdays. So go to my website. I recommend all those sponsors. And be sure and check that out as well. Let's see. I wanted to go to our quote for today, Steve, before we really get into all of this. And I was just looking. I was looking at tax quotes, and Ann Landers came up. And many of you may remember her. She was an American advice columnist and eventually a nationwide media celebrity. She began writing the Ask Ann Landers column in 1955, continued for 47 years. And at one time, its readership was 90 million people. She was born in 1918. She died in 2002. She was born Esther Pauline Eppie Lederer, but she went by the pen name of Ann Landers. And my dad always said this, and this actually can go to education as well. There's only a certain amount of hours in the day. There's only a certain amount of hours in a school day. And how we choose to spend that time, spend those resources, makes a difference. And we will be talking with Jeff Wilhite here in the second segment, who is running for Jeffco School Board. But my friends, our kids are falling behind. And one of the reasons is instead of focusing on giving all kids the tools, reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, critical thinking, civics, to become successful adults, we're teaching victimhood through the CRT, that critical race theory, and dividing our kids between victims and oppressors, and sexualizing our children through the LGBTQ Planned Parenthood curriculum. We've got to stop that. We've got to reclaim what education is really supposed to be. And one of the things is we can't be wasting time. So this quote, it really, my dad always said, you've got 24 hours in a day. You choose what to do with it. You're responsible for those 24 hours. But this is what Ann Landers said. She said, imagine you had a bank account that each morning was credited $1,440 with one condition. Whatever part of the $1,440 you failed to use during the day would be erased from your account and no balance would be carried forward. Well, what would you do? You draw out every cent every day and use it to your best advantage. Well, you do have a bank, and its name is time. Every morning, this bank credits you with 1,440 minutes, and it writes off as forever lost whatever portion you have failed to invest to good purpose. What do you think of that, Steve?
Good old Ann Landers. I mean, what a great illustration. And I get to the end of the day sometimes and realize the things that didn't get done that probably should have if I would have just been more motivated. And, you know, it's true.
Well, you are a pretty motivated person. And what you do to make this this whole show hum is pretty amazing. And so I know that at least you spend a good portion of that 1,440 minutes getting out this word, as we are looking for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. I wanted to just run through just a few of these headlines that Patty has pulled here. And my friends, there is hope. This whole thing, the Southwest airline pilot thing, is so prominent that the mainstream media is having a really hard time not telling the truth about that. But just some of these headlines here that Patty has pulled says, let's see, this is from the Epic Times. The judge orders United Airlines not to put workers seeking vaccine mandates exception on leave. And Steve, you called that yesterday. You said other airlines were going to feel the pressure.
Well, it was made clear in an interview with one of the Southwest guys, since their big, whatever you want to call that, debacle last weekend. He was not trying to say that, you know, we're not the heroes here, but we do have the power. And we just happen to be the first airline who came up against the, you know, the grinder here. Other airlines will follow suit. You can count on it. And here it is.
Here it is. And let's have another headline. This is, again, from the Epic Times. Federal judge grants injunction against New York COVID-19 vaccine mandate for health workers. Okay. Then there was another one. Oh, I don't like this one. Colorado student info to be shared with health officials under a new executive order. We are going to have to get busy after this election regarding getting rid of Polis. Let's see. Well, I'm not going to do that one either. I want to do the things that are hopeful. Let's see. Pfizer scientists in undercover videos say natural immunity likely better than COVID-19 vaccination. Again, the Epic Times. Let's see here. This is, again, the Epic Times. Courtside. Why is it only the Epic Times that is reporting these things, Steve? But courtside.
You know the answer to that.
I do. A rhetorical question. Court sides with unvaccinated Michigan athletes in mandate case. Let's see. And of course, we have the other on the other side as well. This is a real push right now. But we can see as people are standing strong that we're starting to have some traction. I'm concerned that they might even try to be more forceful on this. But my friends, you must stand strong. If we think that if we acquiesce, if we capitulate, if it's going to get better, it's not going to get better. So we have to remain strong as we are looking at all of these particular issues. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, these school board races are so important. And that is why I've decided to add into the voter's guide a list of recommended school board candidates to vote for, because it's considered a nonpartisan race. You don't know who's the R, who's the D. And it's really important to see who will stand up for our kids, our students, and our families, and certainly taxpayers. And so these are really important races. So go to my website, Kim Munson, download the voter's guide, and we will be updating that and adding in some new additional recommended school board candidates as well as making our correction on that tax on that. It's just a 33% tax instead of a double. It's still pretty significant on this whole marijuana tax for the children. But let's go to break. We'll be right back with more conversation.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. 888-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. I really appreciate that because we are searching for truth and clarity, looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Remember, if something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And so we're in election time. Steve got his ballot yesterday. I got mine the day before. Our voter's guide is here to help. We do a very thorough analysis of the three questions, statewide questions, as well as I make an analysis of why a no vote on the proposed Lone Tree 55% or proposed 55% city sales tax increase. And hopefully that will be helpful for you as you look at your ballot initiatives. One other thing I forgot to mention, and this is Natalie Minton over at Complete Colorado has an op-ed regarding ballot language. And when you're looking at these tax questions, when you see Article 10, the Roman numeral 10, at the end, basically that is trying to detaper the excess revenue in this ballot question. And I am now, almost every time recommending a no vote, I am frustrated on Amendment 78. We are recommending a yes vote on that because it makes sense to get it over to the legislature on these custodial funds, but very frustrated that they included the language in there. But I highly recommend most all the time to vote no on that. On the line with me is Jeff Wilhite. He is running for school board in Jefferson County. We know this is super important. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Jeff, the question on the table is why would you step forward to run for Jefferson County School Board?
It's an interesting process for me. So probably months and months ago, my daughter Kathleen and my wife Tiffany had said that I should do this, and I listened to their thoughts and dismissed them and went on with my life. But then I became more and more concerned about the continued direction of where I thought the school board was going to wind up if I didn't step up. And what I mean by that is I sat down with Superintendent Dorlin and went over her goals and explained to her my concerns that I had about the 5B bond and the fact that we had never done an audit on that, even though it was required. And eventually she moved towards a review. And, you know, I've been involved with the school district for years. I sat on two charter school boards for about 9 years total. And it just became important to me that I thought, well, I have a lot to offer. I have experience with the district, and I have experience with governance, and governance is the issue if you're on the board. And as some other folks asked me to do it, so I thought, yes, I'm perfectly happy doing this, although it is a challenge, I have to tell you, Kim.
Well, it's truly a meat grinder. I don't think that we've realized just many of these school boards have really been taken over by the radical activist left. And we're seeing parents across the country with the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption, kids studying at home online, parents realizing what their kids are being taught. And they're like, wait a minute. And then this forced masking. What's your thoughts on that, Jeff?
On the
forced masking.
You know, yeah. Forced masking is first, it takes away parents' choice in terms of whether or not they can do that with their children. But the other thing is it's really difficult to teach kids. If you have a mask on as a teacher and the kids have masks on and you just can't see them, you know, and being able to see somebody in the academic setting is really important. The district has made some major changes in terms of the buildings and filtration, and you know, they've gone to great lengths, spent millions of dollars to make things better within the building. But you know, I also think that it's probably time for the school board to have a chat with Dr. Comstock, and who's the Jeffco public health person, and the current school board has not done that. They just haven't come. They've never invited Dr. Comstock to come and hear the issues that we have in our schools, not only educational issues, but we have mental health issues too. It would be a top priority to be being on the board to have a chat with Dr. Comstock in person.
One would sure think so if they're adhering to these rules, I think, and we're getting more information all the time about this. The other question, and that is, parents have been very concerned about CRT, critical race theory, or cousins of that being taught, also the sex ed curriculum. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, Jeff, to figure out that if you are using the school hour days for that, and then you look at, we talked with Kathy Mix yesterday, who's running for school board as well, and the achievement numbers are just dismal. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the problem is that we're not focusing on what we need to for the kids. So what's your thoughts on this, Jeff?
Well, and the numbers are dismal. And particularly, you know, I'm not sure if she talked about it, but the Latino students have a really tough time. Only 12% of those kids are at grade level. That's just not acceptable. As well as the other numbers that we have in terms of kids not being at the right level in reading and science and math. It's just, you have a district that's gone from being, you know, basically a stellar educational factory, in quotes, to a place where you don't know what the kids are learning. In terms of CRT, that doesn't belong in the school at any level. That's a college level kind of a conversation that should happen, and so it'd be nice. But also, it's sort of hidden, Kim. So, you know, I don't know how much it is in our schools. I think that we would have to go back and have the superintendent do the research, come back and tell us what the heck is going on, because parents have concerns. They feel that it's being taught to their kids, but as a board, we need to know what it is. But it doesn't belong in our school district.
Okay, well, those are the questions that people are asking all the time. Jeff Wilhite, what is your website? How can people get more information about you?
Wilhite for JeffcoStudents.com.
That's Wilhite for Students.com, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And yesterday we had Kathy Mix on, who's running for a Jeffco school board. Tomorrow, Teresa Shelton is running as well. And if the three of you get on, you can certainly make a difference. So, Jeff Wilhite, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay. And Karen Levine, you know her, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Kim.
Hey, what's going on with inventory? I see more for sale signs right now. Are we seeing more inventory in this metro market right now?
Well, actually, Kim, we're not. We're
seeing,
I would say, what's generally a seasonal decline. We are seeing more for sale signs than we saw in previous weeks and months. But if we compare it to last year, our inventory continues to struggle. Activity continues to be strong. It is not the frenzy we saw in March and April, but I put a property on the market 2 weeks ago. We were very uncertain of what the market was going to respond to that property, and we had it under contract in 24 hours with 7 offers.
Okay.
So buyers are still out there looking for that right property. There are not as many choices, but typical to the season. So inventory is down compared to last year. It's about where it's been it's been ebbing and flowing for the last 6 weeks. our anticipation is that the seller community may feel like it's not a good time to sell, and I would encourage them that that's not the case, because with the lack of inventory we've seen throughout these last 12 months and the amount of activity in the buyer pool, there is a need for good homes on the market.
Well, and that is why you should work with a seasoned professional through this very difficult time in this metro market. How can people reach you, Karen?
They can reach me at 303-877-7516.
Yes, and Karen Levine is the person you want to have on your side of the table. Again, that number is 303-877-7516. Karen Levine, thanks so much. We will talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Have a good day.
Okay, and we'll be right back with Wayne Allen Root.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
God bless America, land that I love.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And we thank you, each and every one of you who support us. We are an independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And then I have a lot of great sponsors that I get to work with. And one of them is Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Hal and Linnea Van Herke are true entrepreneurs. They are the owners of the store. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And so whether or not you are a chef or a collector or a sportsman, Castlegate Knife and Tools, the place for you. A great place to do your Christmas shopping. They're getting a lot of inventory in. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. And let them know how much you appreciate their sponsorship of the show. I'm thrilled to have on the line with me Wayne Allen Root. He is the host of a nationally syndicated show on USA Radio Network. He's also a best-selling author and a nationally syndicated columnist. He's a former Libertarian vice presidential nominee, and he's passionate, enthusiastic, and a relentless defender of the greatest presidents of our lifetime, and that is Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. He's the author of many national best-selling books, a high-profile CEO, entrepreneur, and international business speaker. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. I had to get you off speaker there to make sure we were on the main line. How are you this morning? Great to be with you.
I'm doing well. It's great to have you as well. And what really piqued my interest is your publicist had sent over something along the line, and I use this in our promo that's running. It says, America is under a full-scale assault from our radical socialist takeover of our government agencies, our justice system, our borders, our schools and colleges, our police and military, and our economy. And that seems so daunting. But you said there is hope. Wayne Allen Root, what are we to do about this?
Well, I wrote the new book because I've written 15 books. It's number 15, actually. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And you've seen it in effect just in the last few days, a perfect example. So I'm a big believer in Dr. Martin Luther King, believe it or not, as a conservative. I was a white kid who grew up in an all-black town, went to all-black middle school, all-black high school in the late 1960s and 1970s. And I was a witness to the effect of Martin Luther King's civil disobedience on the civil rights movement. And I think black Americans made tremendous progress because they practiced civil disobedience. When they were told, you can't sit at the lunch counter, guess what happened, Kim? They sat at the lunch counter and dared you to arrest them and dared the media to cover it. When they had to sit in the back of the bus, they sat in the front of the bus and they dared the police to arrest them. My point in all of this is that it worked, and conservatives need to start thinking the exact same way. We need to think like Dr. Martin Luther King. We need to think like black civil rights leaders. We need to think like gay activists. We need to think like feminist activists, all of whom are in the minority, and they've outplayed us, the silent majority, for the last 40, 50 years. Actually, they've steamrolled us. They've gotten almost everything they ever wanted by intimidating, striking, boycotting, or threatening to. And it's time for us to play the same game. And my book teaches all conservatives. I kind of call my book Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, but it's the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. I'm teaching you, conservatives, Christians, patriots, 80 million plus Trump voters, how to use protests and boycotts and strikes and intimidation and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades, to flip the narrative. Two could play at that game. We can't be the silent majority anymore. We've got to be the loudmouth in your face majority, or our country is going to be gone. And in the last 48 hours or so, the last week, you've seen this exact philosophy being used by the pilots and the flight attendants and the ground crews of Southwest Airlines. They've brought a billion-dollar company to its knees. You can't fly on Southwest if the pilots won't fly the planes. And if you're going to make them get a vaccine and they don't want a vaccine, they're not going to fly anymore. And you go, well, no, I'm sure the CEO of Southwest said, no big deal. We'll replace them. You're not going to replace them. You can't replace pilots. They're irreplaceable. What, are you going to find a new pilot in 24 hours? So there's no flights. They've all been grounded. Thousands of flights a day. They're ruining and bringing to their knees a billion-dollar company with my exact philosophy. This is what we all have to do. We have to create strikes and boycotts and sit-ins and all forms of intimidation and civil disobedience, because our country's being taken away, and even our bodies are being taken away with these insane vaccine mandates. I will never, ever, ever be vaccinated, and they can never make me be vaccinated. And I'll tell you what I'm planning in Las Vegas, where I live, in New York, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, I think in Chicago. You can't even go to a restaurant anymore, Kim, if you're not vaccinated. In Las Vegas, nobody cares. There's not a word. And I'm going to keep it that way. I'm not just a nationally syndicated radio host. My show emanates in Las Vegas. It's my home. And so I've already promised that the first restaurant that tries to keep people out for being unvaccinated in Las Vegas, I will bring 10,000 of my fans to your door. We will lock arms, and we will stay there till you're out of business. And we'll do that with number two and number three and number four until they all learn the lesson. If you try it, you're going out of business. Your career is over. Your business is finished. That's how conservatives have to think from now on, like guerrilla warriors. And if we don't do it, we're about to lose our country.
Well, and I really like the respectful civil disobedience that you're talking about.
Never violent. Never violent.
Yes, peaceful. I don't know if you've seen this story, but this just happened just north of us in, I think it was Laramie, Wyoming. I saw the story, I think, just yesterday. A young high school student, a young woman, I don't have all the credentials here, but certainly, a very good student, and she had refused to wear a mask. And I guess there is a picture of her in handcuffs with the school administrators around her, as well as police officers. And she is using her peaceful civil disobedience. And have we honestly come to this point, Wayne Allen Root? And the thing about it is, about tyrants, if you think that if you acquiesce to them, that it's going to get better, it's not going to get better. You know,
never.
When it was two weeks to flatten the curve, oh, what? Now what? We're 18, 20 months into, if you don't wear a mask, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't work, you can't go to a restaurant. You can never give in to tyrants, Wayne Allen Root.
No, you can't. And you know what's interesting about my new book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book? It's not just words. Yeah, I teach you about civil disobedience, what needs to be done, and that's great. But I did something really special that sets this book apart from any other book that's ever been published. I'm not exaggerating, because I gave you a protest movement in a book, in a $15 book. The whole protest movement is there. All you have to do is open the book, and you're on your way without even leaving your home, which is nice and safe. You could sit in your home, and you could fire off emails or make phone calls all day long to the top corporations in America, because I hired a team of telemarketers to call them all and get all their contact information. And it took 6 months and thousands of phone calls, but we got the top 124 woke companies in America, and we got their phone numbers, their emails, their social media, their physical address. All you do is open the book, and it's all there. And so you just dial for dollars, I like to call it. You just open the book, all the names are there, send out emails, and let it be known that you're not going to buy their products anymore until they quit their social justice warrior BS, until they stop donating millions to Black Lives Matter, until they stop insulting and offending and ignoring conservatives who do 60% of the buying of their products. And so I made it easy for everybody. The phone numbers are there, the emails are there. Open the book and get to work, people.
So, Wayne Allen Root, where can you get your book, The Great Patriotic Protest and Boycott Book? I'd be surprised if you can get that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, because they've been very socially justice-minded. So where can they get it?
All right. Well, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book is pretty much everywhere. And the good news is that I guess all of these liberal woke companies that sell books are still capitalists. They want to make money, and they're not stupid. They know that books like this sell. It's been number one in 20 categories at Amazon for the last 3 weeks. So they're selling it. You know, as bad as Amazon is, and they are liberal, and they are woke, and they are one of my targets, as bad as Barnes & Noble is, as liberal as they are, and as bad as Target is one of my targets. It's in the book. It's listed as one of the companies that we need to protest and boycott, but they're all selling my book, and I think it's because they know they can make money on my book. So what I say to everybody who doesn't want to spend money with liberal companies is Target, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon are all liberal companies. Why don't you stop buying products from them except for conservative books? That will teach them the same lesson than if you boycott them and buy nothing from them. Just buy conservative books. They'll get the message when every other product is down 50% or more and conservative books are up 50%. They'll get the message.
Or what about toys for boys and toys for girls? Maybe that's another message we should send out there. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I certainly am a fan of only two genders in the world. You know what's funny is my fiance, you brought that up. My fiance, we're getting married in 1 month, by the way. And my fiance.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She just told me, literally 5 minutes before this interview, that her son called her and said his little boy was in school today, and the teacher asked him to draw a picture, and he drew a picture, and the teacher said, well, what gender is that? And the little boy said, it's a boy. And she said, there is no such thing as a boy or a girl. And that was it. He heard about it, and he's in his car headed to see the principal and demand that teacher be fired. And by the way, this happened in Texas. So this is happening everywhere in America, Kim. The liberals, the communists, the socialists, the wackadoodle people, they're all nuts. They're mentally ill, and they're out to destroy this country, destroy Judeo-Christian values, and destroy capitalism. And if we don't fight back hard and viciously, it's over. We're done. So we better find a way to answer back. I believe it's civil disobedience. I believe I've got the answer in The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book.
Okay, just a quick question on that, Wayne. We were talking about Southwest Airlines, and I am wondering if, in fact, these woke CEOs, because we've seen so many of them trot over to the World Economic Forum, to the meeting at Davos, and you look at the list of guests there, and it's some of the, quote-unquote, titans of business, titans of nonprofits that are attending there. Do you think that they actually are willing to sacrifice the company for their wokeness? So what do you think is going to happen at Southwest Airlines?
No, they're not willing to sacrifice their company for wokeness. They don't even understand that they're sacrificing their companies, Kim. They just literally have been intimidated by, you know, 50 phone calls from 50 liberal activists, and we've never counteracted it before. As soon as you get my book, you can start making those phone calls and counteract it. And you see that the Southwest CEO basically capitulated yesterday. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I know that when I woke up just a couple of days ago, the first thing the Southwest CEO said was, it's not my fault, it's the federal government, it's Biden's rules, and I'm going with Biden's rules. Then Texas's governor came out and said, executive order, you cannot discriminate or fire anyone in my state, public or private companies, doesn't matter. Nobody can do a vaccine mandate and fire someone. So then the Southwest CEO put his foot in his mouth again and said, doesn't matter, I'm listening to Biden and the federal mandate, not the state. And then he got so, I guess, bombarded, I'm assuming, with thousands and thousands of emails and calls saying, forget it, we're never flying Southwest again. And his pilot said, forget it, we're quitting the company, and you'll have no one flying your planes. Then he came out and said, I don't agree with this federal mandate, and I don't believe one single person should be fired from my company over this. Where did that come from? It's because we put pressure on them. We've got to put pressure on these guys, because they'll all be fired if their sales are down for two quarters in a row. Shareholders will put the pressure on them if we put the pressure on them.
Okay, this is absolutely fascinating. I'm talking with Wayne Allen Root about his new book, which is The Great Patriotic Protest and Boycott Book. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Wayne Allen Root.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
From the mountains to the
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. Greatly appreciate it. We are an independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at the issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. So I do thank each and every one of you who support us. And then I have great partners. And a new partner is Kirsch Insurance Group. They are specialists in the Medicare arena, and there is this, the government says there's this open window, which is October 15th through December 7th, where you can make changes to your Medicare coverage for the next year. The great thing about Kirsch Insurance Group is they work with most all the carriers here in Colorado. They've got a software that they can go in, put in your medications, figure out what your coverage could look like next year under your current coverage, find something that works just perfectly for you. I love it. So be sure and check out iKirsch, that's KIRSCH.com. That's iKirsch.com. And thrilled to have on the line with me Wayne Allen Root. He's a host of a nationally syndicated show on USA Radio Network. He's a best-selling author, nationally syndicated columnist, a former Libertarian vice presidential nominee. Wayne is, you can tell, he's passionate, enthusiastic, and a relentless defender of the policies of our great presidents, and that is Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan. He's the author of many national best-selling books, a high-profile CEO, entrepreneur, and international best speaker. His most recent book is The Great Patriotic Protest and Boycott Book. Wayne, I feel that we are having an invasion, an invited invasion of our country. It's not a Trojan horse coming through with all the enemies in the horse from the old story, but we are having an invasion nonetheless. And I've seen actually pictures of products to build the border wall that were purchased under the Trump administration, and Joe Biden is not doing a thing with that. I'm so concerned about this. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, it is a Trojan horse because it's a Trojan horse because the idea of the Trojan horse is what you're seeing is not what you're really seeing, right? The Trojan horse comes in, it's a gift, then it opens up and the enemy comes out of the Trojan horse and kills you. Well, what you're seeing at the border is an invasion of the United States of America, but what the illegals actually represent is an attempt by the Democrats to create one-party country and one-party rule, a dictatorship, basically. What they're doing is they're letting everybody in the world in, Kim, because they know they're all going to vote Democrat, because Republicans are rightfully screaming that the nation is being invaded and hordes of people are coming in, including terrorist cells, to kill us. And people are, and Central America and Mexico and other countries, in my opinion, are emptying their jails to let all the worst of the worst come across the border and kill us. And many of them will do unintentional killing of us because we all know, we've all seen, I live in Las Vegas, which is filled with illegals, and we all see that like half of every time I see a drunk driving accident, it's always an illegal alien. They're getting in their car drunk and killing American citizens, as well as murdering and raping and assaulting. This is insanity. This is an attempt to take over the entire electorate so that you know, if you can't win with American citizens, which they realized in 2016 they couldn't, Democrats realized that Republicans won. They outspent us 4-1 with Hillary Clinton. We won everything. We won the presidency, the biggest upset in history with Donald Trump. We won the Senate. We won the House. We won governorships. We won lieutenant governorships. We won almost every state legislature in America. They had nothing. So they realized we're not going to win with Americans, so we got to find a way to rig the election, the next election, steal the election, and once we're in control, even if it's by one vote in the Senate, what we got to do is we got to open the borders and let the entire world in and change the population, change the demographics of America. In that way, it is a Trojan horse. All these people coming in, all they really represent is future Democrat voters. 10 years from now, you're never going to elect another Republican in the history of America to any major office, because the whole country will be foreigners who don't speak English, who are on welfare for the rest of their lives, cradle to grave, and every one of them understands the checks keep coming with Democrats, and Republicans don't want it, and so they're going to vote Democrat. That's what this is. This is an attempt to change the demographics of the United States of America. And just to give you some insight that I don't think anyone else has but me, because I went to Columbia University, class of 83, with my classmate Barack Obama. And at Columbia, what did we learn? We were taught a system, a strategy to destroy America and make us a socialist nation. And it was called Cloward Piven.
Oh, yeah.
Cloward and Piven were a husband and wife professor team at Columbia. And they taught all of us. Now, keep in mind, they were gone when I got there. So in the interest of total integrity and honesty, I would tell you everything. They were gone. They retired. They had moved on to another college, I think New York University. But they were still a legend at Columbia, and every other liberal professor taught Cloward Piven's philosophy, which was we have to make America a socialist nation, and the way we do it is we overwhelm the system. We get everybody on welfare, everybody on food stamps. We crash the economy. We crash the system with debt. And once it crashes, all the business people will go broke, and they'll all beg us to save them, and then we've got it. Big government owns everybody, and it becomes a socialist nation. That was their plan. It never worked, because Americans didn't all want welfare. So now they're doing it in a different way. They're opening the borders to let the whole world in who wants free health care, free college, free public schools, and free medical, and free health care, and free welfare and food stamps the rest of their lives, which means you've changed the electorate, you've changed the population. Everyone does now want welfare. The debt will go wild, and the country will collapse, and the economy will collapse. Everything I was ever taught at Columbia is happening because of the open border. They're using that as the new updated version of Cloward Piven.
Just a question, Wayne Allen Root. Do you remember Barack Obama at Columbia?
No, nobody did. No, nobody there remembers him. But let's take him at his word. That's what's so funny about my comments in the media. I was never a birther. I've never said he was born somewhere else. I never said he didn't go to Columbia. He just wasn't there. Nobody saw him. I don't know what that mystery means. He was never in my classes. I don't know anyone who ever was a classmate of mine at Columbia, class of 83, who ever admits meeting a guy named Barack Obama or a guy that looks like him with a different name. Nobody has ever seen the guy. He is the mentor. Candidate. It's so strange. But I take his word for it that he was there because he sure seems to be a proponent of Cloward Piven. Everything we were taught is what Obama did for 8 years as president, and I believe he's doing it right now as president. It's not Joe Biden as president. Joe Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden has nothing between his ears. His brains have rotted due to dementia. There's nothing left. That man is just a feeble old shell of his former self. He's being used as a vessel. An empty vessel and a puppet, and the people pulling the strings, I believe, is Barack Obama and George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party and the leaders of China. You know, we are now controlled by the Chinese. I believe they own the White House, and they're calling all the shots, and Joe Biden just sits there and reads a script that they wrote for him, and he doesn't even do a good job of that. They have to cut the mic off all the time because he starts rambling. So can you imagine the most powerful man in the entire world? Somebody is making this decision to cut his mic off. Whoever that is, that's the real president of the United States. I'd put my money on Barack Obama in his third term.
Okay. Okay. Next question, and that is vaccine mandates, because once again, it seems to me that they are trying to break the back of the middle class. You know, Vladimir Lenin said the way to crush the middle class is through taxation and inflation. And we're seeing that. And of course, vaccine mandates, businesses, well, we have supply chain issues. So that means that our mom and pop businesses can't get the products that they need to sell. I just see this all as an assault on everyday hardworking Americans. What's your thoughts on vaccine mandates?
Yeah, I mean, I was the first one, I believe, in the whole country to predict, Kim, that vaccine mandates were going to be literally a destruction of the economy, and destruction of the middle class, and the destruction of first responders. And I turned out to be right, because all over America, policemen and firemen and nurses and paramedics and prison guards and border guards, you know, border patrol, all these groups, and don't forget the military, they don't want the vaccine. And the ones who took it just took it because they would have been kicked out and lost their salaries and their jobs. And they love their jobs. So I completely understand why they capitulated literally at gunpoint. Ironically, policemen were held at gunpoint by kidnappers, and the kidnappers are Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci and the CDC, which is absolutely breaking the law and breaking the Constitution and violating every single rule in the history of America by forcing people to be vaccinated when they don't want to be. You know, the vaccination rate is somewhere slightly above 50% in America. It would probably be a 20% if you didn't force people at gunpoint that they were going to lose their jobs and not be able to pay their mortgages and their kids could never go to school again and your kid will never, will have to drop out of college because you have no income anymore. You're losing your job and your pension. Without that threat at gunpoint that you're going to lose everything you've got, nobody would want this stupid vaccine. But they're forcing it down everyone's throat. So right now, 50 to 60% have taken one jab or two. The reality is about 40% of America will never, ever, ever capitulate, never, ever, ever take this shot, including me and every person that listens to my radio show and every fan of my columns. I don't know anybody who's going to take this shot. They'd rather lose their career and lose their pension. Well, guess what happens if they do that? There's no policeman left when you call 911. And when your house is burning, there's no fireman to come for 20 minutes instead of 5 minutes. Your house is going to burn down. And when you go to the hospital, it's already happened. There's no question it's already happened. Hospitals have massive shortages of nurses all over the United States and orderlies. There's nobody to clean your bedpan. There's nobody to come in your room when you click on that button that you need help. There's nobody to come. There's no nurses anymore. And by the way, doesn't someone need to ask why brilliant nurses who see illness every day of their lives are so afraid of getting a little vaccine? Evidently, they've seen something really bad that makes them not want that vaccine. Shouldn't someone be asking them why 30% of all nurses refuse to ever take the vaccine and they'd rather give up their careers? somebody needs to be asking them what they've seen in the emergency room in the ICU that would make them so afraid of this vaccine. I know what they've seen. This vaccine is killing and crippling people all over the United States, but it's never reported as a vaccine death. It's reported as a death from COVID or a death from a heart attack or a death from a blood clot or a death from a stroke. They never mention that it all happened within 2 weeks of getting the shot. So we've got big problems in this country, and the middle class is being ripped apart, and the working class is being ripped apart, and the first responders are being ripped apart. All of it, Kim, sounds to me like the greatest dream China has ever had. This is all because China wants to destroy the United States, and in my opinion, Joe Biden is owned by China.
Okay, Wayne Allen Root, these are certainly straight to the point comments on this. I do agree. I think America is under assault, but there is hope. We are Americans, and there is something unique about Americans. And just to finish up, we're just about out of time. How do you want to button this whole thing up, Wayne Allen Root?
Well, you know, I've got the new book out, and I just think it's one answer. There are many more answers, and I'm releasing them in all my columns, you know, over the next few weeks. You can find my columns at root4america.com, root4america.com. And my book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and I wrote it as a labor of love. You know, nobody gets rich off books anymore. Book business is not a very good business. It takes thousands of hours to write a book. You're never going to get your money back. But I think I've got an argument in that book and a strategy in that book, and then the contact information to go after all the CEOs of all the biggest woke companies, woke and liberal companies that are destroying America, and we can bring them to their knees and get them fired, the CEOs fired. It's all in the Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. It's a labor of love for the conservative and Christian and patriot movements in this country. I hope you'll get a copy. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allen Root. It's one solution, and I think it's one of the only ones out there that makes some sense, civil disobedience.
Well, Wayne Allen Root, I so appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. God bless you.
God bless you as well. And my friends, I have this quote from Ann Landers that I thought was most interesting regarding taxes. She said, a person doesn't know how much he has to be thankful for until he has to pay taxes on it. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.